Hello again, and welcome once again to Studies in the Gospels, a program heard each week right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your host for this program, where each week we examine the life of Christ. And today we are studying in the midst of those events from the resurrection to the ascension, and today we're going to be considering that Jesus appeared to over 500 people. And we're going to have the text of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 6. I would remind you that these programs are replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And they're posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website, where you can go back and catch programs you might have missed or listen to them again for further study. So again, today we're going to consider Jesus' resurrection appearance to over 500. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 6, it says, "After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep." We want to consider that the evidence proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus did indeed rise from the tomb. There is an overabundance of evidence to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from that tomb. The numerous eyewitnesses' account are far too many to be a sophisticated hoax. The wounds that Jesus incurred at the crucifixion were quite evident. Recall that Thomas at first refused to believe without the physical evidence of his wounds. But when Thomas visibly saw those physical wounds, he cried out, "My Lord and my God." Consider Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 36 and going through verse 40. "Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, 'Peace to you.' But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet." Now, consider John chapter 20. Again, in the case of Thomas, beginning in verse 24. "Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' So he said to them, 'Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Consider that Jesus was still using the fleshly body and not a spiritual body. He could still eat, if you recall. Luke 24, beginning in verse 39, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. The empty tomb should be sufficient evidence alone. It had been sealed with a large stone and a Roman guard set as protection. The body could not have been stolen or taken without the knowledge of the Roman guards who were guarding the tomb at the cost of their own lives. If someone took the body, why would they leave the burial clothes wrapped neatly in the burial chamber? Consider John chapter 20, beginning in verse 4. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. The multiple eyewitness accounts by so many and the incredible account of the appearance to over 500 at once are simply too much to ignore. Again, our text verse in 1 Corinthians 15 in verse 6. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. The resurrection fulfilled all of the prophecies contained in the Old Testament. Now let's consider the great importance of the resurrection. It is the proof that we can trust the promises of God. Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 22, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. It is the proof that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Notice Acts 2 now, verse 36, as we continue. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. It proves that Jesus is the living God through his resurrection. Still in Acts chapter 2, go back to verse 32 and 33. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. His hope is the resurrection is the hope of our salvation. Romans 4 and verse 25 says, Who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is why we come together on the first day of the week. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, Paul said, Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight, as Luke recounts. Peter reminds us that the resurrection is the very source of our hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 6 is a great additional proof due to the fact that Jesus was seen by over 500 at one appearance after the resurrection. Again, we go back to that verse. "After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep." Paul points out to the reader that at the time of his writing there, the majority of those 500 were still living. They could still give the eyewitness accounts of seeing the Lord. It is absolutely inconceivable that so many people from so many different backgrounds could concoct and put together a story and stick to it and do it at the risk of their own life. So now Jesus had been seen by Mary Magdalene, another company of women, Peter, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, the apostles without Thomas, the apostles with Thomas, the more than 500, James, and then the other apostles, and lastly would be seen by Saul of Tarsus. My friend, there can be no denying that Jesus was risen from the dead. The question is, what are you going to do in response to the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I want to thank you for joining me today. If the Lord wills, we'll continue to look at these resurrection events next week. So until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.